An ongoing Ebola outbreak that started in the northeastern part of Congo is raising international alarms about the possibility that this epidemic could spread to other countries. If you're in Congo or neighboring countries, Uganda, South Sudan, it's concerning. The best estimate right now is hundreds or maybe even more than 1,000 people are infected, and there's a possibility that you might come into physical contact with somebody who has symptoms. As you move out geographically, the risk gets lower and lower. If you have to cross an ocean, the risk is extremely low. We've had Ebola outbreaks for 50 years now. The largest happened in 2014-2015 in West Africa and killed more than 11,000 people in three countries. There are four types of Ebola virus that can cause human illness. There's one that's been associated with more Ebola outbreaks, and there's been more work on vaccines and medicines for that. We have a vaccine against that type of Ebola. This type of Ebola virus that's behind this current epidemic, the Bundibugyo type of Ebola virus, we don't have a vaccine for and we don't have medicines for. There is a concern that Ebola could spread to other countries through air travelers. That happened in the United States in 2014. There was a man from Liberia who got on a plane and came to Dallas, Texas. U.S. officials in past situations and in this one have tried to funnel travelers from countries where outbreaks are happening. They've tried to funnel the travelers to certain airports, and they've increased health screenings and taken other measures to try to spot any infection on a traveler. There have been changes in the last year that have given a lot of people concern about the ability of the world to respond to emerging epidemics. The Trump administration has had the U.S. withdraw from the World Health Organization. There's a very real concern that this epidemic could go further than it would have in the past.